We are seeing the first detailed scientific scan on the extent of Hurricane Sandy's wrath. Some of the most dramatic changes happened on Fire Island. Dr. Cheryl Hapke is with the U.S. Geological Survey, which has been doing laser measurements showing the before and after storm conditions. And Dr. Hapke, what strikes you most about this new map that you've pulled out of the South Shore of Long Island there?
Well, the entire coastline of along Fire Island has basically been reconfigured. The dunes have moved substantially landward. A lot of the beach has eroded, and it's very dramatic in terms of the amount of change during the course of just one storm.
So what kinds of changes? How big? How many feet?
Well, the dunes, a lot of the dunes overwashed completely, but where there's still a little remnant dune where they managed to survive, those dunes moved landward about 70 feet.
70 feet is, I see you wrote here, that's 30 years worth of change?
Yes.
One storm, 30 years worth of change. So what does it tell you about preparing for the next storm, or does it tell you anything at all?
Well, it specifically can give us information about where the coast might be more vulnerable for future storms, where the elevation is substantially lowered. And where it doesn't seem to be coming back very rapidly, those might be areas that could be the most at risk during the next big storm.
At risk meaning don't rebuild there?
Well, I can't make that sort of recommendation in terms of do or don't rebuild, but just to simply state that those are areas that are likely to be impacted greatly in another event.
You know, we heard a Cornell researcher say yesterday that maybe the best idea is for areas like that are low-lying, 5-10 feet above sea level, maybe you put temporary structures there that you can sort of bring out in the summer and, you know, haul away in the fall.
That's absolutely one option. I've been in different places of the world, even in developing countries, where they do just that along their coastline. So that's certainly something that should be brought into the conversation as we decide how we're going to respond in the future to this storm.
And what do you make of that new breach on Fire Island? Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that is. It's truly amazing. And one of the most interesting things about it is the fact that at least right now it's being left to behave naturally. So the fact that that breach, which is where there's water flowing between the ocean and the bay, can be left to work its natural course is a really good thing, very positive thing.
Yeah, with all the pain and suffering, it certainly is a golden opportunity for researchers. Dr. Cheryl Hapke from the U.S. Geological Survey, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.